Driving season is in full swing, and an unexpected car repair can cost hundreds, even thousands to fix, ruining your road trip. That's why I recommend getting extended coverage from CarShield. A new water pump could set you back over $500. Replacing your AC can cost as much as $1,500. With CarShield, the dealership or your favorite mechanic can do the work. CarShield does the rest, getting them paid directly. Save yourself from high repair bills with CarShield. Call 800-CAR-6100, mention code Benson, or visit CarShield.com. Use code Benson to save 10%. CarShield.com, a deductible may apply.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
There are police tactics that I've seen many times where they surround a demonstration and then just simply hold them there and hold them there and hold them there for hours until, if you like, the demonstrators themselves get bored. Our faces are burning, eyes are stinging because, you know, that tear gas is called tear gas for a reason.
That's the G20 summit, brought to you by our good NBC reporter, Keir Simmons there. That's what's going on. Angry white kids, pissed off at the world. It's not treating them very kindly, you see. They live at home with their parents, but they're anarchists. They hate and despise capitalism, yet they took planes to get there. They can't stand any of the stuff that's taking place at the G20 summit, yet at the same time, because this evil capitalism, they love to post their pictures via Instagram and via live streaming on Facebook. And, of course, they're doing it all with their Android and Apple phones, all of which were brought to you by No Government Ever. Whiny, bitchy little kids who are out there throwing a fit on mommy and daddy's dime because they feel that they're owed something by the world. Grow up, make a cogent argument, and people will take you serious. Break things, throw things at peace officers, destroy private property, generally act an ass and a fool, and you're going to get served. I think it's the best way to describe it. And this poor guy, right? He's out there. It's the G20. He knew there was going to be protests. We all knew there was going to be protests. Trump's there. And even when Trump's not there, there's a certain group, whether it's the G20 or the G7, not the G6. That's a different band. Love it, though, right? Like a G6. So the G20, the G7, totally different than the G6, which is far more entertaining than both of them. But what you have here is anarchists who show up, and they're there to cause mayhem. They battle against the things that are evil, which are old white men and women who control the world and the wealth and destroy everybody and hold everybody under their thumb. It's a bunch of crap. It really is. So they go out and they throw a fit. Then they do stupid things to the public, to the police, and to everybody else. And then people come down and whoop up on their ass.
They are having to move back and forth across this area to try to find the protesters and move them on. And I guess what the protesters are doing is, kind of running around them. I can see now, if you want to look, Katie, that's now protesters throwing bricks at the police vehicles.
Okay, so when you throw a brick at a police vehicle, don't be surprised that the police vehicle and the person inside of said police vehicle and or his friends outside of there, all dressed in armor and having shields and sticks and guns with rubber bullets and beanbags and tear gas, that they don't answer at some point in time before it becomes quite a fracas. Now, Trump will get blamed for part of this because he's evil, he's misogynistic, he's a pig, blah, 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 blah. This is what happens in this situation. It's always happened. It happened in Seattle. Remember many years ago as the G7 was here? And people went through Seattle and they ran through the streets and they broke stuff. Last night they lit a Porsche dealership on fire. I mean, it's a You know, you sit there and you scratch your head. And who is it? It's middle class to upper middle class to, I dare I say at times, probably wealthy white kids who are spoiled rotten, who don't understand how the world works, and who rail against anything. Everybody is the man. Everybody. And they buy into this crap about Marxism and government's the answer, but it's the kind of government that they want, not the government that's in place. And it doesn't matter what government's ever going to be in place, because it's never, ever, 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 ever going to get to be enough for them.
We are right in the center of it, and they are clearly determined, the German authorities, to prevent these protesters from even staying here. It is now difficult to breathe.
I feel so bad for that guy. I do. I feel so bad for that guy. But I looked at all the pictures, right? Because there's so many pictures out there. And you go through and you look at all these pictures, and who is it? Again, spoiled, angry, pissed off, suburbanite, white kids who are pissed at the world and have really no reason to be pissed at the world, but they're upset. And they want to cause mayhem and trouble, and they have no idea what the G20 is about, what the summit's about, what the potential ramifications of a destabilization of the Middle East, or what could potentially happen if the little man with no weapons of very little destruction does something stupid and asinine that sets off a chain of events that could result in World War III. They don't understand any of that stuff. They don't understand trade. They're there to throw a fit and break a bunch of crap.
Too much police violence and stop, like, pushing us around. And we didn't do anything violent in the first place. We just were watching the demonstration. We just saw someone who looked very, very white in his face on a look like he was literally about to die.
Yeah, literally. And I don't know why you have to bring race into this, but then I found out he was sheet white because he was choking. That was a great picture. I posted it on Facebook. Go there, Chad Benson Show. I don't know if you saw this, Producer Phil. There's all of this stuff going on, and there is a guy who works for Domino's Pizza on his scooter heading down through all of the crap. And I'm like, there's a man with a scooter and a job to do, and damn it, he's going to get it done in 30 minutes or less. Give that guy a raise, huh? For all the talk of kids playing video games all day, that dude, huh? He stared evil in its face today and still delivered his pizza pies. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. Amongst all the other things that are going on, Trump today spoke in Poland. That's where he started out before he set off to the G20 summit, which tomorrow he met with Merkel today. Tomorrow they'll have meetings, and at some point in time they will break off and he and Putin will sit down. But today he spoke in Poland, very friendly to him. Very friendly. Duda, the president, is very friendly with him. There is a lot of similarities in the way that they approach their politics. I will say this. There has been some issues with the freedom of speech in Poland under this president. But, you know, Trump had to fire off some fake news.
What we want to see in the United States is honest, beautiful, free, but honest press. We want to see fair press. I think it's a very important thing. We don't want fake news.
Yeah, we don't want fake news. Nobody wants fake news. But can I just say this, Mr. President? I know we don't always see eye to eye on most things, and you don't like me. And I'm good with that. I'm okay with that. I got no problem with that, right? People say, why don't you bring politicians? You know why I don't bring politicians on a regular basis? Is they've got skin in the game. And you hear a lot of my other, you know, colleagues in this business. They have politicians on all the time. And it clouds their judgment because they're not willing to go against their friends. They're not willing to go against their friends. When you have somebody on 2, 3, 4 times a week, that's a friendly relationship. How hard is it, right? Like if you work at a local sports station and you're the voice of the home team, whatever that is, it's much harder to be truly objective. Because you kind of can't at that point in time. You can't. I would never want to work for the local sports because it just would never have worked. Because how can I go and say, man, you know, if you're in L.A., I'm the home of the Lakers. Lakers suck. They're playing like crap. You can't. You got to, oh, they're great. You know, they're like 1-72. Get out there. You can't. You can't be objective. It's the same thing with politics. You bring people on time after time after time after time, and you bring them on for a myriad of reasons, but usually it's the same kind of political crap over and over again, and you become more of a champion than a person who's objective. And I want to be objective. I do. But Mr. President, I'm going to tell you this right now. Let the press be. Who cares about the fake news? Let me tell you how this works. When you attack them, your people like it, but other people turn them into martyrs. Eventually, if you let them be, people will see them for who they are. Some people who are honest and independent will go, these people are full of crap, and they'll move away from them, and then they'll be insignificant of their own doing. And that's far more important than continuing to drive their ratings and continuing to push against them. Even if it is fake news, we're smart enough. We can suss it out. We can. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. If you're looking for a job, great. There's plenty of them out there. If you're a person that is trying to find the right hire, yeah, you know how tough that can be. It can be extremely tough. And now you're competing with other companies to get the best talent. Well, don't do what you've been doing and go to ZipRecruiter.com, where in a single click, you can post your job to 100-plus sites, and that's just the beginning. You see, ZipRecruiter has this amazing, powerful technology that efficiently matches the right people to your job better than anyone else. ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other companies that are out there in job sites, they don't depend on candidates finding you. No, no, no. It finds them. In fact, over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in 24 hours. No juggling emails, no crazy calls. Simply screen, rate, manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. And that's important. Time is money. You know that. The last thing you want to do is waste time. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. Right now, my listeners can post a job for free. All you have to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time, post your job for free today. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. The Chad Benson Show is your Facebook. Go there, like us, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. And tweet at us, at Chad Benson Show. It is the Chad Benson Show.
No need to sit there foaming at the mouth. Jump in and get whatever off your chest. Call Chad at 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD.
We could play a little bit of offense. You give us the House, the Senate, and the presidency, then we can actually get things done. And so here we are 7 months into it, and they haven't passed the bill yet.
Premature fingerlation. That right there, Jason Chaffetz, talking about the bill, the health care bill, which Mitch McConnell's basically came out today and said, yeah, this is probably going to get done. And I don't know what to do. You know, at some point in time, don't you just say, we got to repeal this thing. Let's just repeal it and then fix it. You can't always get everything you want, but let's figure out how we start to unwind it. And let's see if smarter people can prevail. You know, one of the things that Jason Chaffetz talks about, and I think this is something that's, I think, real for a lot of human beings, is deadlines, right? Deadlines. Bro, this is solid. I'm pushing the button a lot here. It's not working. Essentially, what he said is, they need deadlines. Like when you're a kid, you knew your stuff is due tomorrow. You work all night to get it done. Right? Because we push things off. When you put things out there, when you put markers out there to get stuff done that are real, that are honest to goodness markers, then you watch what happens. I think that's one of the big issues here, that there doesn't seem to be any deadline. Nobody's losing anything. There's no real, hey, you screwed up, you jacked the pooch, so we're going to have to let you go. There is no real fear at this moment in time. So put some deadlines out there. Throw some stuff. If you're the president, say, look, here's the deal. We're going to do this. You guys have my full support, but you get it done by this date. If not, you're all on your own, and I'll throw your ass under the bus. Put some fear of God into them if you have to. Mitch McConnell, you do the same. Paul Ryan, do the same. Give them something. Say, we got to get this done. This is not an if. This is not an and. This is not a but. This is, it needs to get did. Are we all on the same page about getting did? This needs to get done. And it's got to get done at this date. Because if it's a, think about this, right? If you're at work and your boss says, hey, this needs to get done, and he doesn't tell you when, do you hop on it right now? Probably not. I'll go back to Facebook. I'll go back to whatever. I don't really care. And if they continue to not have any deadlines, you'll continue to push it back, back, and back. And if there's zero repercussion, well, what do you care at that point in time? So put some deadlines out there. It's human nature that, you know, deadlines. It's human nature. So put something out there that you can definitively say, whether you're Mitch McConnell, whether you're Paul Ryan, whether you're the President of the United States, that we need this done. These are the five things that are absolutely a must. How you get them, I don't care. Where the rest is, I don't care. Get it did by this time, or you guys are SOL. Nothing else is working. But, Chad, there is no real dead. Well, no, there's not. But if you just let it die at that point in time, people are going to start to look at you as the person. People are going to start to look at you as, why didn't you? Why didn't you? What? But that, you know, it's funny because the Republicans, they looked for horror stories and wanted horror stories of Obamacare, and they didn't find a lot of them. They didn't get a lot of horror stories the way that I think people thought that they were going to get. But for the average person, there's not a horror story. There's a sacrifice. It cost $800 a month. It cost $1,200 a month from $350 a month. Or my hours got cut. It wasn't, oh, because of this, my grandpa died. That wasn't going to be there. But because of this, my wife and I made a choice. My husband and I made a choice that we were going to insure the kids, not ourselves, and pay the penalty. Different horror story, but a horror story in a lot of ways. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Peel it, and guess what? That will catch the attention of Congress, because Congress is notorious for just working towards deadlines. But Congress is always in session. It's perpetual. And until there's an actual deadline, you won't compel action.
Compel action. Put out deadlines. Put things out there. That's what you want. Right? Psychological. Psychological. It's what it is. It's numbers. It's psychological. It's days. You put things out there. Put people under pressure. Put people under pressure to do things. And you watch what happens. You know, I don't think people get the or understand that. There's a psychological component to it. Roger Bannister, perfect example. Wanted to do what? Wanted to break the 4-minute mile. Knew what it was. Pushed himself, broke it. It was said it was never going to be broken. Psychologically, what did he do? He broke it. And once that broke, how many people have crushed it since? It's a psychological thing. Put something out there. Play hardball. Put them under the cosh, if you will. Make them think, make them work, make them realize there's a job to do, and they better do it ASAP because there is going to be pressure on them. You watch what happens. People work better sometimes under pressure. And if there is a, hey, you got to get this done because we've done this now, and this is when I need it done by, see what happens. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chris and Indy, what's happening?
I'll tell you what, Chad, I'm with you on this. I think the first two people that should be outed, because one's the head snake and the other one, he's nothing but a possum, and he's got fossilitis, is Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. They are getting absolutely nothing done. And to me, Trump ought to use the bully pulpit, even on his own party, because he's got most of the American people behind him. And to me, he should flat go after him and say, hey, if you can't get it done, then you know what? Get out of office. Because if not, I'm going to do everything I can to get you voted out. Because yeah. For me, well, that's, you know what?
You know what, man? Let me tell you something. It's and I appreciate your call, man. Let me tell you something, Chris. There's a certain, you know, you don't want to be, because you're going to need these people. You're going to need these people. So you don't want to be, and there's already been some incidents with, you know, a senator running for reelection and Trump's, you know, there's some PACs out there that are pro-Trump that are going after him that they've asked to pull back those ads in Vegas or Nevada. You don't want them to be your enemy, but you want them to understand that, look, we can be friends and we should be on the same team, but it doesn't mean that I can't kick you in the ass every once in a while. Collectively, you guys have the same power than me. Individually, you don't. So let's get that through our heads. And Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, and Paul Ryan's done his part. It's down there with Mitch McConnell, but he can do more. He can put pressure and he can get out there. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Earlier, we were talking about kids and how young men, especially 21 to 30, are not really caring about whether or not they work and living at home at almost double the rate they did at the turn of this century. And on top of that, playing more hours of video games than actually working. And that's crazy. And it's a different world. It's a changing time. I get that. But I can't blame the kids on just about, you know, you can't just look at them and go, it's all your fault. I don't want to blanket it because I know a lot of kids out there that are young and they work their ass off. But a lot of people are texting in about it. Dan and Indy, you want to talk about that? What's happening, man? I think we lost Dan. You know, look, here's the thing. I look at kids and, you know, it's outrageous at times the amount of hours that I see some people playing video games that have regular jobs. And they will get home at 6, they will eat dinner at 6:30, and they will play video games till 3 in the morning. Is it crazy? A little bit crazy, I guess. Is it evil? No. And I also know guys that stay home all day and they live with their mom and dad and they do barely enough to get by. And my little brother has several of his friends that do that and they do barely enough to get by and they play video games all day. If your mom and dad allow you to do that, well, that's on you then, right? That's not on them. It's not on us. But I don't fear for the future. I think a lot of people out there really fear for the future. Like, oh my God, this is what we're becoming. No. It's just a different world. It's going to take some getting used to. There are other things out there that are going to affect the economy a lot more. But, you know, would we say the same thing about a kid that plays basketball 6 hours a day or that gets up early in the morning and goes to the batting cages or gets up early in the morning and goes to the ice rink, right? Do we say that about a young girl that gets up at 5 in the morning, a couple hours before school, and she goes to the ice rink and she skates all day and then she goes to school and then she comes home and she skates throughout the afternoon? And would we say the same thing about that? No, we wouldn't. But the video game thing, because we don't get it. We don't get how could somebody sit there for 8 or 12 hours and play video games? They just can't. And they care about it more. Well, you know what? That will change over time. Eventually, it changes. And I like to think that most people somewhat mature, and maybe it's coming a little bit later. And maybe kids nowadays are maturing later in life, outrageous as it may be, because mom and dad have held their hands through life and allowed them to not have to worry about the scrapes on the knees or the heartbreak or the bad teacher or any of that stuff. And so maybe their maturity levels are going to come a little bit later. There's always a possibility. That is always somewhat of a possibility that that's going on. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chatbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. Trump is doing what Trump does. He's traveling the world. He's causing a stir, and he's doing what, look, this, he's our president. You may not like, somebody said to me, yesterday was National Bikini Day, and God bless Melania. There's a few bikini shots out there, and some guy said, does your president's first lady have a bikini picture? And I posted, and I said, hell yeah, and he's your president too. He's not mine. Again, I will have to relay the story to all of you, and we, if you've heard it, forgive me, but I'll say it again. You're on an airplane, 35,000 feet above the air. Pilot comes on. Hello, everybody. I'd like to thank you for flying the United States of America airplane. I'm your pilot, Donald Trump. And we're going to be cruising today at 35,000 feet, and I'll be taking us to and fro. Thank you so much for making us part of your democracy. We appreciate that. Half the plane says, that's not my president. Yeah, it is. No, it's not. I voted for a different pilot. That's not my pilot. You're 35,000 feet in the air. He's the pilot. You can say he's not your pilot. He's still your pilot. Just putting it out there. You may not like him. It's a personality thing. You know, I was talking to somebody today, and Kerr and I were kind of going back and forth, and the talking points came out, right? It's always the same talking points. He's racist. He's misogynistic. He's a pig. He's this, that, and the other. And I said, you know, those are talking points. Like, what do you have to back those things up? He hates the poor. That's, I love that. That's an easy thing to say. He hates the poor. He only loves the 1% to 10%. How do you know that? Well, I don't, really, but that's what I feel. And I get that because there's a picture painted of him, and he's painted part of that picture as well. Don't get me wrong. He's painted part of that picture. But here's a perfect example of how we allow certain people to say certain things, and we give it more credence because we like the human being and who he is because we think he's a better person. And we look at the other person, and we think, well, you're just a scumbag. And we don't like you because we don't think you're a good person, even though they may have said the same thing. Trump thinks Europe is a mess and that letting refugees in from Africa, from Syria and Iraq and all these places, essentially unvetted, and allowing them and welcoming them and then telling everybody you've got to take so many and then seeing all of the nightmare that's going on over there, he thinks it's bad. Bill Gates came out and said, you know what? Europe's got to watch out with what's going on. Because all these refugees are coming over, and it's kind of become an open-door policy. They're not integrating. It's not really going well. They're escaping out of Africa. They're escaping from other places. It's dangerous, and there's a lot of culture issues and things that are happening there. It's not. It's time that Europe takes a step back and rethinks some things. Well, we don't hate him. No, because people like Bill Gates. He's likable. He's giving all his money away. Isn't it funny that he gives his money away all the time, yet every time we turn around, he's still the richest man in the world? Which is cool, man. I got no problem with that. But it shows you that in the world that we live in, it is a pick and choose thing. It's like sports, right? How many great athletes out there were kind of goofballs, and because they were great athletes and because they were lovable and they were friendly with fans and all these things, we forgive them. We forgive them for what they did, the silly stuff they did, the wackiness they did. And yet other players who maybe weren't as talented or maybe even were as talented, but they weren't nice to fans and they weren't great with the media. And the same thing goes with stars. We don't forgive them the same way. We don't. We don't forgive them at all. And that's, you know, it's funny how we look at things like that, you know? Justin Bieber's done a couple dumbass things in his life, but you know what he didn't do? Robert Downey Jr., wake up in the neighbor's house inside the kid's bed. Yet we hate one, and we don't hate the other. It's crazy, but that's the reality of life. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Serving up talk radio medium rare and dripping with irony, it's Chad Benson.
Well, well, well. You know how blessed we are in this country? I always try to explain that to people. I don't think people get it. I don't think they understand. I want them to understand, but they're so busy looking at the negative, whether it's the fake news and the crazy news, whether it's the fact that our president at the time goes off the hinge and does the things that he does, or they look around and they say, oh, it's old white men who are destroying Earth, blah, 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 and the world's coming to an end, yada, yada. They're so negative, right? You know, the poor don't have anything here. Do you know how lucky we are? We are. I tell my son that every time I see him. 7-year-old Jack. I say, Jack, do you realize how lucky you are? Daddy works hard. Mommy and Daddy love you. She works hard for you. We bust our butts. You have a great life. And I think he kind of gets it. But at 7, you're not supposed to really get that stuff. And I don't want him to get all the evil and bad stuff that can go on in this world. We're so blessed, though. His mom emailed today. They're on a cruise. They're loving it. We're in the Caribbean, and he's having a great time. Awesome. It's what I want to hear. It's what I want to hear. We're lucky. You know, as a kid growing up, I got to see, you know, Electric Company, Sesame Street, right? The Muppets, all of those great shows, Fraggle Rock. Who didn't love Fraggle Rock, right? You don't love Fraggle Rock, you're a communist. But we got to see those things. Other parts of the world, and you go and you look at places like Afghanistan, they ain't got none of that. There's a lot of people out there that are in their 50s, 60s, 70s. They never heard radio, never seen a television. They don't know what's going on. They don't care to. They live tribal. I always hear the great story of we should bomb these people back to the 16th century, right? The 1600s. I'm like, do you have a bomb that moves them forward? Because they're in the twos. They're like the 200s. They don't even, if you showed many people in Afghanistan a map of Afghanistan and said, this is your country, they would say, I don't recognize that. Because they don't recognize things like we do. They don't get it. Different world. But we're blessed. Take a listen to their newest creation, Sesame Street. They've got a couple new puppets.
Meet Zari.
Thank you, Elmo.
She is the newest resident of Bachi Sim Sim, or Sesame Garden. It's the Afghan version of the popular children's television show, Sesame Street. Zari is the first and only Afghan Muppet on the program, and I got a chance to meet her.
Salam. Hello.
Salam.
Chitoresti, Hubasti.
So you've got, you know, two puppets, two Afghan puppets, right? You know, and this is it. This is what they're bringing out to the kids, showing them in very limited form, including one of them being a girl. And understand, this is a country and this is a world for, it's not a good place to be a girl. It's not. It's not a good place to be a young woman, an old woman.
18-year-old Seema Sultani and 23-year-old Mansoura Shirzad are the puppeteers who bring Zari to life.
Do you think it's important that Zari is a little girl?
Yeah, it's lots of rules for a girl here, lots of challenges. We want to show the people that it's not impossible for a girl to do anything that she wants.
Well, not impossible. You know, if they allow you to be. But do you understand how awesome it is, right? You know, we're so blessed, like, to have all the things that we do. And I hear people who are poor, bitch. And I hear people that, you know what? And look, life is not always going to be fair. Stop thinking that everything is going to be fair and that the government is the fairness fairy that's going to start handing out fairness to everybody. It didn't work that way. It doesn't. It never has and it never will. Life is what you make it. What you put into it is usually what you get out. Does every once in a while you run into a situation where bad things happen to good people and good things happen to bad people? Yes. Is it sometimes a mountain to climb for some people and other people it's a curb to step over? Yes, that's true. Doesn't mean, though, you can't get to the top of the mountain and end up the same place. And it doesn't mean the person who's stepping over a curb isn't going to fall on their ass. But life is what you make it. But when we look at all the stuff that we have, right, our Sesame Street characters, all these kind of things, you know, we didn't have to come up with a Sesame Street character that is allowed to kind of do some stuff only if she leaves with 12 other male puppets that are related to her, right? That's the blessings. And oh, by the way, the last time I checked, nobody tried to kill Big Bird. Well, they went on to talk about it. This is stupid. My machine's dying today, mostly because it's 4,000 degrees here. But they talked about the fact that they don't like to talk about what's going on outside. They kind of keep it quiet. They don't want to talk about it. But one of the other things they pointed out is they've had some of their puppeteers and their editors and filmers killed. Suicide bombers. That's an everyday occurrence. That's crazy. We're blessed. So when people bitch and moan, and there are a lot of people that bitch and moan, and there are a lot of people that look at America that are in America who don't understand the greatness, and a lot of people that are in America who don't appreciate the wonderful things we have, even though they're doing somewhat okay in life, they take everything for granted. I don't. I try not to, because it can all be gone sooner rather than later. But I also realize the harder I work, the more I bust my ass, better things are. So think about it next time when you're watching Big Bird with your grandchild or your child, that Big Bird didn't get blown up on the way to the studio. Solid fun show as always. Donut Friday tomorrow. Man, these work days, these 3-day work weeks are solid. Have yourself a wonderful night. For Phil, for Anthony, my name is Chad Benson. As always, I bid you adieu. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.